I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State released an infographic this week highlighting its global activity. Africa rose to the top with the deadliest and most frequent attacks. When ISIS took over parts of Iraq and Syria, jihad led to Christian persecution, and it's no different in Africa. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
we've just released the new global prayer guide for 2023. And this year, there are four new countries. They all are on the continent of Africa. In three of those countries, it really is a direct reflection of the rise of radical Islam. Yet it really is underreported in the rest of the world.
We can't stop the terrorists or protect the Christians from harm, but we know the one who can.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Africa who are facing Islamist terrorism. Pray that God will protect them, provide for them, and meet their needs.
And aid workers supported by Christian Aid Mission share the hope of Christ with refugees in Greece. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Fatima, a mother of four, became friends with the aid workers who helped her replace important documents. As trust grew, Fatima began to share her story. She got married at 14, and her husband physically and verbally abused her. When Fatima couldn't take it anymore, she divorced him. Fatima recently began living with her ex again for the sake of their kids, and she only feels peace when she comes to visit the believers. Although she's a hardcore Muslim, this refugee mom was open to the Christian workers praying for her and with her. Learn how you can help refugees like Fatima in the full report online. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.